You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, Taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor. Really pleased to have with me once again, Michael Wood, the CEO of Reyna Gold Corp. This is a company that I've just started following. It is a sponsor to this show. I expect to add it to my newsletter very soon after I did some more due diligence on it in preparation for this, for the second time Michael's coming on. Michael is really a sort of a unique mining CEO, having spent some time, as a counter-terrorist command for Scotland Yard. I mean, my goodness. But before that, he was in wealth management, and then since then has also been involved in the financial area of investing in mining shares and so forth. So really, the company has a tremendously strong management team, in my view, and just some great properties, which Michael will talk about. Just before I say hello to him, let me tell you that it trades, Reyna Gold trades in Toronto, REYG. You can buy it down here in the States under the symbol REYGF. 66.7 million shares. It's up a bit today in a pretty terrible market. And despite that, it's up a couple of pennies to 16 cents. Gives it a U.S. market cap around $10 million, if my arithmetic is correct. Michael, thanks for joining me again.
Yeah, great to be here, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you introduced Reyna Gold on this show on May 24th, and we learned that you and your geologists are viewing a very major gold system, but also with some base metals as well. I guess your focus is primarily on gold, though, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like, the trend we're on, the Mojave Sonoran Megashear, is a gold trend, predominantly. Pure gold, you know, it's oxide gold, very easy to process, heat bleach processing most of the time. So that's the primary driver. But yeah, very interested that we started finding quite a bit of copper in one part of the property, and silver's popping up in multiple parts. But that's what you kind of expect in a big system. So gold is definitely the primary metal, and in different parts we are seeing, you know, just primary gold, and in other parts we're seeing a combination of gold, silver, copper. So very happy with the exploration so far, Jay, and we can get into that in more detail. But we've now just started drilling that third target zone. We're going to drill 4 of the initial 11 target zones during the summer period. And, you know, delighted to be moving forward with this drilling and looking forward to getting results out to the market, hopefully pretty soon, on more drilling that's been done over the last couple of months.
I think you just mentioned the oxides, very extensive oxides, I guess, in this Mojave Sonora mega shear zone that extends way up into the southern part of California, southeastern part of California, I believe. I see a couple of mines up there that I recognize. And is your primary interest then in the sort of your near-term interest in the shallow oxide, you know, the weathered gold mineralization that can be put into production? Not that you're going to be a producer. I don't think you have that in mind. But in building up ounces, is that the primary focus currently?
Exactly, Jay. And I think, you know, a lot of investors in the sector understand the benefit of oxide ore that is heat leachable. It substantially reduces the capex, firstly, which for a lot of deposits is a major barrier, which never makes them into a mine because, you know, you've got hundreds of millions of dollars of capex.
Yeah.
And secondly, then the OPEX is very simple. And like you say, if we can build up a number of shallow deposits close to surface, it's so easy to scoop them out, you know, do some minor processing, put it on a leach pad, and boom, you know, you've got gold. So that's what we're aiming for. You know, that's the beauty of this trend in Mexico. You know, a lot of these oxide trends that are heat leachable, you know, that they've been found and they've been mined. It's becoming harder and harder to find oxide gold. So yeah, that's what we're focused on at Reyna Gold. And we're delighted with the progress so far at La Gloria. And you know, like you say, we also have 3 other properties on these 2 big gold trends in Mexico.
Right, you do, although Lagoa is really the one that you're primarily focused on. That's where you're spending most of your exploration dollars. Isn't that true?
Yeah, all of them. And, you know, the results we're getting more and more, you know, that's the focus. But, you know, it's, when we came out as a company, we wanted to already have a lot of land on these in these strategic positions, which we tied up and delighted to have them. But, yeah, we're completely working on Lagoa for now. No work is being done on any of the other properties.
I think you mentioned you're currently drilling on four different targets. These are, I guess, all oxide targets. How close together are they?
So we have a trend, Jay, running along about a 16-kilometer trend. So we have a gap in the middle where we have cover of about 8 kilometers. And we've drilled three targets so far of about a 4-kilometer trend. And then we have a more southern target that we want to start drilling, hopefully within about a month. We're just sorting out access agreements with the local ejido. It's a different ejido group there. And we want to start drilling there. But one thing that's slightly different about the target we just started drilling, La Republicana, and then the target we will drill later, hopefully kind of in 3 or 4 weeks, is they're more mountainous terrain. So the first two targets we started drilling, Main Zone and San Pedro, are pretty flat, kind of in the desert valley area. And now we've gone more up into the mountains. So what we're finding, Jay, at La Republicana is we've identified a stockwork system about 400 meters by 400 meters up more in the mountainous area. And we've put one hole in about 140 meters deep, and we're pretty happy with the kind of mineralization we were seeing as we did the drilling. And now we're doing another one about 150 meters. So these are just the first two holes. But hopefully, if we can start to show good depth on the stockwork system, yeah, that would be a great, great first part of drilling up in this more mountainous area where potentially we're going to find higher-grade gold mineralization than we do down in that kind of valley floor where we started off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do your geologists see this as several mineralized systems, or is there one large orogenic, gold orogenic system that might be, you know, these various targets that are popping up on surface might be one of the same?
We know we've had multiple phases of mineralization.
Yeah.
We know in particularly Attenborough, where we just drilled, we've had at least three phases of mineralization. We believe the similar situation has occurred in La Republicana, where we're drilling now. So we're seeing a lot of overprinting. So you know, that's what you want to see, because when you start seeing overprinting, you know, you get density of veins. And that's exactly what you want to be seeing in the disseminated system. So we've definitely had multiple phases of mineralization. I think the team is still kind of understanding the system. You know, like we say, we're finding a lot of gold at surface, but we're far from understanding the source yet. So, you know, it could well be a situation where, you know, who knows? Maybe parts of the property we're finding, we believe we've had intrusive-related episodes of causal mineralization, and other parts just more traditional orogenic episodes have occurred of causal mineralization. But yeah, I mean, we have such a big property, and I think this is something as well. This is 24,000 hectares, La Gloria. That's 240 square kilometers. So across that property, we expect that we actually have multiple different systems. And I think we're finding that. We're definitely finding multiple different styles of mineralization. And we believe, yeah, exactly. Definitely there's been multiple episodes of mineralization occurred. So I think it should be systems, the plural, Jay, but it's still a little bit too early to call at this stage.
Well, certainly the great geologists, of which you have one, Peter McGow, are always about finding and understanding the systems, the whole big system, not just you know, exploring a little bit here and there to try to pull a mine together, but understanding the whole system and looking for something that's big, because big, really, it's really important to have large-scale deposits these days, especially because the economics for small mining projects usually don't work very well. You have some drill results. I believe you've had some drill results. Are we waiting for some more from the current program that are in the lab, perhaps?
Yeah, we are, and hopefully we have some in the not-too-distant future. Hopefully it's a matter of weeks when we get out. I'd love to get some out in July. We're kind of waiting. I keep hoping we're going to get back more. I was hoping we're getting some back last week, and we didn't. So I'm very hopeful we will be getting some back pretty soon. It should be pretty imminent, but it's really a bit of an unknown, to be honest, Jay. I mean, as everybody knows, there's a lot of backlogs. We've actually started to send some samples to a second lab as well. We haven't got any of those results back yet, but we're hoping they will be a bit of a quicker turnaround. The lab is in Tucson, Arizona, rather than going all the way up to Canada. So, but yeah, it's a bit frustrating, as I think everybody in the industry is experiencing. There is backlogs. But I think hopefully they're kind of subsiding towards the latter part of the year is kind of guidance as well from the labs.
Yeah, getting caught up now finally after COVID and all that stuff that's sort of set us back. Could you perhaps summarize by talking about what the objectives of this year's drill program is then? Or is it just, I guess maybe you touched on it, is to explore these various targets that you've identified. Did you say there's 11 overall targets that you've identified?
In total, yeah, we've identified 11. And yeah, like you touched on, Jen, I think this is a key thing for investors to understand in the sector. You know, major mining firms much prefer to have a 5 million ounce deposit than five 1 million ounce deposits. No, and they say it's one big headaches, but you know, it's easier to control that big deposit. So look, what we're trying to do is prove up a substantial deposit. We have what we believe is a district scale gold discovery, and we want to show that initial scale from this initial drilling. So that's why we're drilling in multiple targets over about a 16-kilometer range. And we want to show to everybody, look, there's gold here, there's gold here, there's gold here. And it's all on one trend. And then, you know, we go back and we start to fill in the gaps along that kind of trend. But we're quite confident that we will get hits across a big area. You know, that's the confidence the team has in the project. And that's what we're looking to deliver in this initial drill program over the, you know. Well, it will probably go on for most of the year, to be honest, Jay. I mean, we're looking to do 10,000 meters. We've done about 4,300 meters today. We've been drilling since February. So, you know, we're going at a scale where we'll probably be drilling to get this 10,000 meters done towards the end of the year. So that's the aim, yeah. We want to show the district scale potential of the property. And then we want to start to get, you know, hone in to certain areas, start to, you know, start to define some resources in those target areas.
Excellent. And are you well funded? You're able to fund throughout the rest of this year, I suppose, your 10,000 meter program?
Yeah, exactly. We're very fortunate, particularly with this market. We still have about $8 million cash in the bank. You know, we raised good money last summer. We did the financing last August, went public in January in the end. But we're very well capitalized. Yeah, we still have about $8 million Canadian in the bank. And our burn rate is about $500,000 Canadian dollars a month. So we're very well capitalized, which is really fantastic in this current climate. We have no worries on that front.
So $500,000 includes the drilling expenses, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that gives us some perspective, sort of to gauge when you're going to have to go back to the well again. And I would say that I guess we just in summing up here that we need to just be on the lookout for assays. You should have some coming out and keep an eye on the project as it's going forward.
Exactly. Hopefully, Jay, they're out in a few weeks. But I really, it's out of our control. So we're hopeful that we'll have them out in the next couple of weeks. But yeah, we will get them out when we can. But it would we wanted to get them out before, you know, people started getting away on the summer break. But I think that's already kind of happening in this market. As I was listening to your talk with Michael earlier, I mean, there's definitely been quite a lot of capitulation in the junior sector. And I think, you know, now is definitely an interesting time if people are looking to put money to work. There's a lot of bargains.
Yeah, well, people that can recognize intrinsic value with these junior exploration or the potential value that's there. At a time like this, is the time if you have some cash, I think, to pick up some of these little babies. So I want to thank you very much, Michael, for being with us, and we'll keep an eye on this story. That's for sure. As I noted, I'm going to be adding it into my newsletter probably this weekend. So thank you very much for sharing your time with us, and we'll be talking sometime in the future.
No, thanks a lot.
Alrighty.
If any listeners want to reach out, please reach out to my or contact details on the website if anyone wants to chat more information. But thanks a lot, Jay. Great to be here.
Absolutely. All right. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Michael. All right, folks. Well, don't go away because Alistair MacLeod will be with me right after the break to talk about Russia is winning the economic war. Well, that's not something we hear very much about from our media. So we'll hear what Alistair has to say when we come back on that score. So don't go away.
Bye. follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Reyna Gold is a newly listed company trading on the OTCQB under the symbol REYGF and on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol REYG. Its flagship asset, La Gloria, is a 24,000-hectare district-scale property in the prolific Mojave Sonora megashear in Mexico. Between La Herradura, Mexico's biggest gold mine by Fresnillo, and El Chonate mine by Alamos Gold, La Gloria has very high-grade sampling and is in the first phase of a 10,000-meter drill program. The technical team is led by Dr. Peter McGaw, co-founder of Mag Silver, and Doug Kirwin, former VP of Ivanhoe Mines. Learn more at reynagold.com.
Timberline Resources is a mineral exploration and resource development company focused on gold discovery in the world-class mining jurisdiction of Nevada. The company's flagship Eureka project hosts a significant gold resource and drill-indicated upside potential at nearby higher-grade targets. Timberline Resources trades in Canada under the symbol TBR and on the OTCQB in the U.S. under the symbol TLRS. To learn more about this district-scale asset with exciting discovery potential, please visit www.timberlineresources.co.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.